الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, Cherisher, Sustainer of all the worlds, and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved Master, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the era, in the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam for the revival of Tawheed. Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali mentions that at that time in Hijaz and many areas around Hijaz also, that is the Arabian Peninsula, there was no Iman, there was no Tawheed, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, so to say, caused a revolution. And with him, from a very young age, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam brought about the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here in Hijaz, the spark of Iman was revived again. And if we look through the pages of the Quran Kareem, then we will see the most salient features of Makkatul Mukarrama, the Haram in Mecca, and Makkatul Mukarrama, the salient features, one of them is Tawheed. One of them is Tawheed. Another salient feature, all these are the results of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Millat Ibrahim Hanifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he should come on the Millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi writes in Bayanul Quran that this is not any different from the religion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with. In fact, Millat Ibrahim is the start of the religion of what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to cultivate and finish up. So, here Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that come on the Millat of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So this, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allama Zamakhshari writes that if you take all the virtues of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, so much of sacrifices from a young age, thrown into the fire, etc., leaving his family behind, all the different sacrifices, you put it on one side of the scale, and you take this verse of the Quran Kareem, Millat Ibrahim Hanifa, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam must come on this, this will outweigh all his sacrifices. So today we remember Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and we were discussing the salient features of Makkatul Mukarrama. One is Tawheed. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam revived this again, and he brought this alive. And this Tawheed, like how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought it alive in Makkatul Mukarrama, it is the responsibility of every one of us that we should bring Tawheed alive within us and within our communities. Another result of the du'as of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and very famous that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made du'a for the establishment of Salah within him, his family, and in Balad and Amina in Makkatul Mukarrama. So this also is a salient feature of Makkatul Mukarrama of regarding Salah. And not only is it a salient feature of Makkatul Mukarrama, it's the result of the du'a of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then there are many other du'as Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made. For example, many of us know the miracle of the du'a of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Those of us that have been to Makkatul Mukarrama, what kind of fruit and what kind of food, especially with regard to fruit, what kind of fruit we eat in Makkatul Mukarrama. Sometimes fruit that is grown here in our country, the best of it we find it in Makkatul Mukarrama. So these are the salient features through the barakah and blessing of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam from a young age was an embodiment of sacrifice. At every stage, at every walk of life, he made sacrifices and he was ready to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Falamma aslama. He was always ready. Aslama, he was always ready to give up himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we remember Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam today, and we just briefly revise our sabak and go over these lessons again so that it can revive us also, that spirit of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what was it all about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with a young son. And this also came after many years. After many years. And we all know that when you get a child in the latter stage of your life, not immediately after you get married, then that child, you are overprotective. You are overprotective. You love the child more. Now you know your life is coming to an end, etc. And you have little time with this child, so you become more protective, more loving, etc. So this was the case here. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam received this great boon and bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala late in his life. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Here also the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that he made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that bless me with some pious offspring. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ, that we blessed Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with a son, and not just an ordinary son, Halim, a son that will be forbearing, will make sabr, etc., will carry out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great, although there will be great difficulty, but he will carry them out with forbearance and sabr, etc. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam has the son of his now, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts the whole picture in the Quran Kareem, that now when he reached that age where he is beneficial to his, a form of benefit to his father, where he can help his father, where he now runs around and he can do things for his father, and that love, that bond, that link between the two of them has been created even more stronger. A baby is 1 month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But now the child, the son, has reached an age, over a period of time, a bond has been created. So Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he reached that age where he could run and assist his father. Qala ya bunayya, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, to cut it short, mentions to Hazrat Ismail, his son, that, oh my beloved son, inni ara fil manam, that I have seen you in a dream. I have seen you in a dream. Some people now write that this was a bad dream. This was no bad dream. This is wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, that inni ara fil manam, that I saw you in a dream. And what did I see? Inni azbahuka, that I am slaughtering you, that I am sacrificing you for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fanzur madha tara. So now, so to say, having a dialogue or making mashwara with his son Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that what is your opinion regarding this? What do you have to say regarding this? Ulama Ikram mentioned that psychologically now, already Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is starting to work the mindset of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, putting his mind in the right frame, that this is going to happen, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what are you thinking about? What is your view regarding this? What do you have to say regarding this, that I am going to be slaughtering you? Qala, Hazrat Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Abati, O my father, if'al, do what you have to do. Do what you have to do. You know what you have to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded you to do something. So do what you have to do. Ma tu'mar. Carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hukam, the amr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't hesitate. Don't be reluctant, etc. Don't hold back, etc. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to do, till now you fulfilled all the tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put you through, and now carry on also. Satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin. Indeed, you will find me, very soon you will find me, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, from amongst those that are patient, from the sabirin. So, ulama ikram also mentioned that this was the upbringing of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. His father, how he brought him up, how he nurtured him, etc. This was the result of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam's upbringing. Today we know very, very difficult with our own children when we ask them to fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the orders and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes they back answers, etc. And they don't talk respectfully, etc. So this is a great lesson that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what kind of an answer he received from his son. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala carries on depicting this whole scene in the Quran Kareem. We know what happened. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam took his son, Hazrat Ismail, and in between, Shaitan came and tried to persuade the mother, tell the mother that, look, this is what's happening. Your husband is going to cut your son. And is this logically right? If you think about it, is it right, etc.? She didn't bother to cut it short. He even tried to go to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is also what we learned from the lessons of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that last night the people in Hajj, they picked up pebbles in Muzdalifah to pelt the shaitan. This on this occasion when Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was confronted with shaitan, he also pelted shaitan with the seven pebbles, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the time, everything was ready, the scene was ready, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to sacrifice, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to give up his life to his father for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole scene was ready. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that both of them were ready to sacrifice, to submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. When the forehead, the face of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was placed on the ground, and everything was ready, the knife was ready, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. A caller from the skies called out, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, calling out to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that verily you have passed your dream, you have fulfilled your dream, and your dream has come out true, and you are successful, 100% you have passed. Inna kadhalika nadzil muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed we will definitely reward, nadzi, we will give recompense, muhsinin, for those that do good. We will reward you, we will repay you, and we will give you even more. Inna hadha lahuwa al-bala'ul mubin. This was the test of time, a test that nobody else underwent. In eras, in centuries, etc., this test of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a supreme test, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it on Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he passed with flying colors. وَفَضَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in reward and in replacement for Hazrat Ismail, for the son, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent from Jannat, from the skies, a replacement, a ram, bidhibhin azim, a great, a huge ram for the slaughter. And till today, till now, me and you, we make sacrifice of a animal, a goat, a sheep, camel, cow, etc. This is to re-commemorate and to remember the sacrifice of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ulama ikram mentioned that the sacrificing of Hazrat Ibrahim, of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't actually want, this was not matloob, that the son be sacrificed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him through the test to see how he passes through the stages of these tests and what is the outcome, what will Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam do eventually. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we gave him a handsome reward, bidhibhin azim, a supreme reward, a great replacement with a ram, a big huge ram. So these are the lessons we learn from the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it so easy that we sacrifice an animal. In the time and the era of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that what is this adahi, what is this? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that this is the sacrifice of your forefather Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we sacrificing an animal, that what is it in it for us? What are we going to get from this? The Sahaba inquired that we slaughtering an animal, what we going to get? What is there for us in it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that for every hair, for every strand of wool, etc., you will be rewarded. And in other ahadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also mentioned that the hoofs, the horns, everything with regard to the animal on the day of Qiyamah, we will be rewarded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to bring about the revival of the sacrifices of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the salient features of Makkatul Mukarramah, bring it about in our community also, that Tawheed must be first, Tawheed must be high, and Tawheed must be prevalent and dominant in our community, and the Salah must be established also in our community, like how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did, and the sacrifices of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam must also become dominant in our lives, that we're ready to submit Aslama, we're ready to give ourselves over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Few of the lessons we learned from this incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is that we put everything behind us and the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of us. One of them is our family. Here we learn that our family also we have to put behind, and we have to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal and to practice on this great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the occasion of Hajjatul Wuda. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that time he himself sacrificed approximately over 60 camels. Approximately over 60 camels with his own hands. With his own hands. So today, one of our, the laziness of our not making sacrifice is that there's so much work and shedding of blood and dirt and doing this and doing that. No excuse for that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and at that age, he was also, at that time, he was advanced in age, also about 60 years old. But with his own hands, he sacrificed so many camels. So each and every one of us, let us try to make the sacrifice. If we are making nafil qurbani, let us do it overseas. But our own qurbani, let us try to make it here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana.